Well, good morning, and as we head into the afternoon, good afternoon. First of all, on behalf of the Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament and the Associates of the Blessed Sacrament, I want to give my profound thanks to Father Steve Thorne for bringing together this celebration in honor of St. Catherine Drexel. Thank you, Father. And I want to especially thank Bishop Sherry for his presence with us today. We have been blessed. We have been blessed. And we count our blessings. So thank you. And I want to thank all of you for being here today and joining us in celebrating the life and mission of St. Catherine Drexel. I wish every part of my being and life to be an instrument for fulfilling his divine will. This quote from St. Catherine Drexel is a reflection of the foundation of her spirituality, a total openness to whatever God asked of her, no matter the personal cost. It was this complete surrender to the workings of divine providence in her life which led her to embrace the mission given to her by God, to address the societal injustices toward the Black and Native American people due to the evils of prejudice and discrimination. St. Catherine Drexel's vision saw the world through the lens of the Eucharist, where all are one, united in the body of Christ, and all have a place at the table in society as well as within our church. St. Catherine Drexel's life spanned two centuries. She lived in the latter part of the 19th century and into the middle of the 20th century. But her message and example continue to challenge all of us today. For can we, as did St. Catherine, allow God to use us as his willing instruments to challenge the deeply rooted injustices in our world and to truly, as St. Catherine did, see the world through the lens of the Eucharist, in which all, every one of us, every person, is one in Christ? This is St. Catherine Drexel's gift to us, but it's also her challenge to us as well. St. Catherine knew this was not an easy road to travel, and she herself knew that many times she missed the mark, but she never gave up. She never lost her faith and confidence in Jesus. And she wrote to her sisters during one of her travels to explain what it meant to be a follower, to be open, to be an instrument of God, and never to give up. She wrote, "You are the instruments fashioned by God. And perhaps you may have lost somewhat the tone. Our choir would understand that when you have a rough. But do not worry, for Jesus is the bandmaster.
Yes. Yes.
Keep your eyes fixed on him, and you do not need to worry." So today, as we celebrate the life and mission of St. Catherine Drexel, may we each pray to her to intercede for us, that we too, as she was and as we are called to be those willing instruments, be those instruments to share with one another the beauty and the love of our God with each other, and with a world today which is in so desperate need for his loving presence. So I thank you on behalf of all the sisters and associates of the Blessed Sacrament, and I ask for Mother Catherine's intercession on each and every one of you, that you may continue to carry the grace of the Eucharist in your lives. Thank you, and God bless you. Amen.